Thanks for stopping scrolling. I'm going to try to make this 2 minutes. We'll see if I can pull that off or not. I appreciate you taking a look at this. I was just asked by a friend of mine, a young friend named Tate Adams. He asked me, why is Matthew 17 missing verse 21? And if you look at Matthew 17, you'll probably notice in your Bible, unless you're reading a King James or a New King James, that there is no verse 21. It skips from 20 to 22. And either there's no mention at all, or you'll have a little note in there that says some manuscripts add verse 21. It's pretty simple. If you go to the King James or New King James, you'll read a verse that says, however, this kind doesn't go out by prayer and fasting, or if it's the King James itself, it's much less understandable. It's a simple thing, right? Really simple. In 1600, when the King James was kind of getting put together, a priest, his name was Erasmus, put together a manuscript of the Greek Bible. They didn't really have one. They had like the scrolls. Here's Matthew, here's Mark, here's Luke, etc. And they took those scrolls and put them all together. Here's one big Greek Bible. However, he used the manuscripts that were available to him, which were copies of older manuscripts that were later. They were from the 8,000s, 9,000s, the 1100s, the 1200s. They were late. You know, printing started in the whatever it was, the 13, 1400s. Before that, everybody had to write by hand. And these were late documents. And he put together that manuscript, and that's what the King James was built on. Later on, when the New King James was created, it used that same Greek translation, Greek manuscript. However, in the 1800s and in other years, people found other manuscripts, some of them very old. Some of them from the 300s, 400s, 200s. Those manuscripts were compared against those older manuscripts, and they realized that, for example, here 1721 of Matthew wasn't in those older documents. It wasn't there. And because it wasn't there, in so many of them, they determined that someone had added it later. And we find that several times in the New Testament. If you'll look at the end of Mark 16, you'll see the same thing. There's a whole section at the end of Mark 16 that probably was practice at the time. However, it isn't in Mark 16 in those older, more close to when they were written down originally, manuscripts of Mark 16. And you'll find that there's a passage in 1 John chapter 5 and other passages where those are missing. Don't let that hurt your faith. It's just good textual criticism. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Day of Devotion.